Bitcoin is heading into a really pivotal week, and honestly, the level everyone is watching is $80,000.
And the big question isn't just whether Bitcoin can hold that level, but how quickly traders react to inflation data, Fed commentary, and any stress in the Japanese yen.
That's the heart of it. These factors could decide whether Bitcoin keeps its footing or slips into a deeper pullback.
The main idea here is that Bitcoin's short-term direction may depend less on one headline and more on how the market reads the broader economic backdrop.
If inflation comes in cooler than expected and rate expectations soften, $80,000 could actually become support.
But if inflation looks stickier or the data makes a tighter policy case, that same level could flip from being a floor to a downside threshold.
And one of the biggest wild cards this week is the yen.
Pressure on the Japanese currency can signal broader macro stress, especially if it triggers official intervention or fuels more speculation.
A weaker yen often points to interest rate differentials, risk-off positioning, or concerns about global funding conditions.
For Bitcoin, the yen's relevance is indirect, but it still matters.
Yen weakness can influence dollar strength, carry trade positioning, and investor appetite for higher beta assets.
If a sharp yen decline is read as instability, risk assets broadly could come under pressure.
On the other hand, if intervention looks stabilizing, it may reduce cross-currency anxiety and let traders focus more on US data and Bitcoin flows.
That means Bitcoin may not move purely on its own narrative.
Even if on-chain activity or exchange flows look constructive, a sudden yen-related risk shift could still trigger crypto selling.
So traders should monitor Bitcoin price action, but also currency markets and the tone around official intervention.
The U.S. inflation prints this week are likely to be the most immediate catalysts.
CPI and PPI can reset the market's view of how persistent inflation remains and how long policy may need to stay restrictive.
Those releases are probably going to drive a lot of short-term Bitcoin volatility.
The key takeaways are pretty clear. $80,000 is the critical near-term level.
Inflation data and Fed commentary are the main macro catalysts.
Yen weakness or intervention could act as a global risk factor affecting crypto.
Bitcoin may react to broader currency stress, even if its own fundamentals look stable.
And this week's price action will likely depend on how traders interpret inflation, policy expectations, and currency risk altogether.